up what you want and do it toll free. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll free line, and of course you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The idea behind the site is that you get to tell us what you think's important. You can vote on the submissions that are already there by that have been submitted by other listeners like you. You can vote on those, vote them up or down, and you can also submit your own content to the site, which will also be voted upon. And then we'll figure out what our listeners, like you, think is important. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive there. 855-453. Last hour, we gave you a story out of Russia, or regarding Russia. It was actually out of the New York Times. Harvey Fierstein wrote an op-ed about some really disturbing anti-gay legislation that is kind of riding on the heels of some very disturbing incidents where anti-gay hooligans have come out to gay rights rallies and commenced beating on some of the folks that were there supporting equal rights. But don't think for a moment that intolerant things like that aren't happening here in the so-called United States. Alternate.org has a story out of Indiana, which is pretty disturbing. On July 1st of next year, same-sex couples applying for a marriage license in Indiana will have committed a felony, punishable by 18 months in prison and a $10,000 fine. The new crime stems from the revival of a 1997 law forbidding false information on a marriage license as a Class D felony. It will also make it a Class B misdemeanor, punishable by up to 180 days in a jail and a maximum of a $1,000 fine for clergy, judges, and others to perform a same-sex marriage. The new civil rights movement explains how the new rule works. Quote, because Indiana marriage license forms have a space for male applicant and female applicant, any same-sex couple filling out the form would automatically violate the law. The harsh penalties Indiana lawmakers have approved make it difficult for protest movements like the Campaign for Southern Equality's We Do campaign, which encourages same-sex couples to apply for marriage licenses as a protest in states that prohibit same-sex marriages. So the idea being that, well, if the state prohibits same-sex marriage, that you go and do it anyway, that you go and fill out their form and apply for a permit or apply for a marriage license despite the fact that you're gay. Well, now if it's Indiana and you decide to do that, even if you do it without knowing about this law, because again, they claim ignorance of the law is no excuse, felony charges could be brought against you simply for filling out the form indicating that you are a gay couple. In addition to that, same-sex marriage is already illegal in Indiana, but legislators are contemplating adding a ban in an amendment to the state's constitution. And the vote will be held in the January-March 2014 legislative session.
Wouldn't that be a proud day for the residents of Indiana?
Yay. So I guess what I think about this is that the state sure has high, you know, thinks highly of its own pieces of paper, doesn't it? Mm. I mean, you know, if some other organization, you know, we'll call it an employer, if you filled out their employee thing wrong and you stated yourself as a female when in fact you're a male or vice versa, then, you know, no big deal, right? Maybe they'll fire you for it, or maybe they'll say, you know, but who knows what they'll do. Mm-hmm. But you certainly won't get a felony for it.
Yeah.
But on the state, my God, if you fill out one of our pieces of paper and claim to be the wrong gender or fill in the wrong spot or whatever.
Prison awaits.
Prison awaits. Now, I would like to know, I've doctored state pieces of paper in the past. Mm-hmm. You have too, Ian.
Yeah, I just did some changes to something today that the state, that's one of the state forms.
What happens if you cross out female and put male, or just scribble out the fee, or whatever? You change or add a fee to the male.
You get felony charges.
I don't see how. I mean, you haven't, at that point, you have not claimed something that's not true. The claim here is that if you claim something that's not true on our form, then we will give you a felony.
Well,
however, I think maybe, for one, you got to watch out for Alternate, right? Like, they push their agendas, and you got to be careful about how they say things. But I think that this is really about...
Well, we don't know. We haven't read the law.
Filling out state paperwork wrong.
Yeah, we haven't read the statute, so I can't say for sure if that's what it is.
For defacing public property.
So anyway, there is an update for you, just to let you know that there's some really scary anti-gay legislation going around in this country. And to me, all of this is more reason to support the idea of secession. Hey, look, if a bunch of anti-gay, you know, religious zealots or whatever want to move to the same place and have their little anti-gay area, then they should be able to do that.
Yep, I think we're not going to talk about it,
though. I don't want to do business with anyone living there. I don't want to, you know, promote what those people are doing. Beyond the fact that maybe it'll attract more anti-gay bigots to the same place and maybe they'll leave where I live. But, yeah, I think that people who have a particular viewpoint should really make an effort to move together. I think that, you know, gay people should leave Russia and find a more friendly place to go.
I wish that more friendly place was the United States.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's all these immigration restrictions around the world. I mean, if there weren't so many of these stupid immigration restrictions, people would be much more free to go and find a place that's more suitable for them.
And if there was more freedom in one place in the world and people began to move there, it would actually put pressure on the rest of the countries around the world
to be more free.
To be more free. Yeah. But instead what we have is we have the United States State Department putting all kinds of pressure on other nations to make it very difficult for people to travel. Even as tourists, they make it difficult. The fact is the United States dictated what went on with the Caribbean nations and having to have your passport and with Canada. It used to be, maybe 10 years ago, all you had to have was a driver's license to go to the most Caribbean nations or many Caribbean nations, cross into Mexico, cross into Canada. You don't think Mexico said, we just can't have this whole thing where you got to have, you can cross the border with just a driver's license. We got all kinds of terrible people coming in here from the United States and, you know, drinking our tequila or whatever. I have no idea, but it's, you know, it's the U.S. government to a large extent which is making this world unfree. Certainly, this Russia isn't helping in this circumstance. But if we had a free place for people to go, it would set a standard.
Even a tiny free place like New Hampshire, if it were just New Hampshire, that was that free, that beacon of liberty to the whole world, it would have that effect.
Sure. Can you imagine if New Hampshire's population exploded because so many free people were able to come here?
Dude, how awesome would that be?
That'd be great. It would be great for the economy of New Hampshire. And the fact is that other places, maybe Vermont, Maine, Massachusetts, well, forget Massachusetts, Vermont, Maine, Quebec, would be pressured into, well, we would be thriving if we were doing this too.
After leaving her operating room scrub nurse duties at Sarasota's Doctors Hospital on Wednesday, Louise Goldsberry went to her Hidden Lake Village apartment. This is from the Herald Tribune in the town where Mark and I were. We grew up, Sarasota, Florida. Her boyfriend came over, and after dinner, about 8 p.m., Goldsberry went to her kitchen sink to wash some dishes. That's when her boyfriend, Craig Doris, a manager for a security alarm company, heard her scream and saw her drop to the floor. Goldsberry, who's 59, had said she looked up from the sink to see a man wearing a hunting vest. He was aiming a gun at her face with a red light pinpointing her. She said, "I screamed and screamed," but she also scrambled across the floor to her bedroom and grabbed her gun, a 5-shot 38 caliber revolver. Goldsberry has a concealed weapons permit and says the gun has made her feel safer living alone, but she felt anything but safe when she heard a man yelling to open the door. He was claiming to be a police officer.
Lots of criminals claim to be police officers. A lot of them.
But the man who she had seen looked to her more like an armed thug. Her boyfriend, Doris, was calmer and yelled back that he wanted to see some ID. But the man just demanded that they open the door. The actual words, say the couple, were, "We're the effing police! Open the effing door!"
That sounds right.
Doris said she moved away from the door, afraid that bullets were about to rip through. Goldsberry was terrified, but thinking it might really be the police, except she says she wondered, would the police talk that way? She had never.
You know, this is a really great point to the police officers listening now and seething with anger for what Free Talk Live says. Oh, yes, it's another police bashing story. But consider this for a second. When you use foul language, it can really confuse your customers, because that's what the rest of us are. We're your customers. When you use foul language in the circumstance, I understand. Sometimes you feel it's necessary to get what you want. But look, this poor lady, she didn't know what to do. She didn't think the police would ever use the F word while they're on duty.
Yeah, and they don't consider you customers. They consider you a subject.
I'm not allowed to use it. No cop should be allowed to use it either.
There's more coming up to this story. It's Free Talk Live.
Musicians, they stop hyperventilation, protect school books. You carry your lunch in them. Yeah, brown bags are good. At Guitar Center, brown bags are great. Now through Monday, it's Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale. 10% off all the accessories you can cram into one of our special brown bags. From sticks to strings, heads to headphones, software to handheld recorders. If it fits in the bag, it's 10% off. Now through Monday, the more you bag, the more you save. During Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value Inn iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value Inn mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
Dwayne Daly from Midas Resources, July 22nd, 2013. Gold open today at $13,1830. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13,5283, a half ounce for $6,7641, and a quarter ounce for $3,3821. That's $13,5283, $6,7641, and $3,3821.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, bring us what you want, toll free, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online, just go to freetalklive.com. Mobile site, we've got that. You can go to m as in mobile.freetalklive.com, and you can get quick access to the live streams. We've got three different size stream bit rates, so one of them will probably fit your mobile data connection, and it's all free, so go to m like mobile.freetalklive.com.
Blockchain.info is the place to go to get your Bitcoin wallet. if you're new to the world of Bitcoin, this should be your first Bitcoin wallet. It's a great wallet. It's free. It's encrypted in your browser so that blockchain, the organization themselves, have no idea what's in your wallet. As a matter of fact, none of that spying done by the NSA, they can't find out what's in your Bitcoin wallet either. And they have tools that allow you to easily send and receive your Bitcoins anonymously. If you're careful, they can't even know how much money you're sending or receiving. It's an amazing technology allowing you to access your wallet either through your smartphone or through your laptop, or, you know, both in the same day if that's what you want to do. Go get it. It's time for you to join millions of other Bitcoin users. Get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info.
Reading a disturbing story from Mark in my hometown of Sarasota, Florida, where a lady was just, you know, doing some dishes after dinner, and then a man in a hunting vest, as she describes it, comes in and holds her at gunpoint, puts a gun on her. She manages to scramble away in time to grab her own gun from the back room while the police are shouting at her to open the effing door. We're the effing police. She says she was wondering, would the police even talk that way? She had never been arrested. She's 59 years old. Never been arrested or even come close. She couldn't imagine, according to Tom Lyons at the Sarasota Herald Tribune, why police would be there or want to come in. But even if they did, why would they act like that at her apartment? It didn't seem right. And I totally understand. To someone who has lived their 59 years completely oblivious to how the police behave, This would be a shock to the core. This is a total shock to the system, because if you've lived in this dream world where the police are just officer friendly out there to help you if you get broken down on the side of the road, or
and sometimes they do that,
or maybe issue you a speeding ticket every now and again, then there's purportedly out there keeping the roads safe, or you see them on television taking down a drug dealer or a murderer or something like that, you would think that this sort of thing would never happen to you. And then when it does, your whole world will come crashing in. And unfortunately, a bad time to have your world come crashing in on you is when men with guns are pounding on the doors and windows of your home. That's a real bad time to have that moment of cognitive dissonance, like striking so hard inside you to not really even be able to comprehend what it is that's happening. You know, you're in a life or death situation there, and that's the time at which everything is coming to the realization that, holy crap, these cops are ridiculous, dangerous, scary. Are they even cops? That's what she was asking herself.
Well, I can tell you that it is a common trick that home invaders will use to claim to be the police.
Sure, why not?
Well, it gives a person a moment of pause, and then you can kick the door in and do what you want.
Then, to the couple's horror, and as Goldsberry huddled in the hallway with gun in hand, the front door they had thought was locked was pushed open. A man edged around the corner and pointed a gun in a fiercely bright light at them and yelled even more, "Drop the effing gun or I'll effing shoot you!"
Well, I'll tell you what, they're lucky.
Yeah, that he didn't.
They are lucky, because whatever this police officer whatever he felt like doing in that circumstance, he could have gotten away with. When a citizen is armed in front of a police officer, that police officer can do whatever they want.
Yep.
That's the state of this country.
Because they can say what they want.
Right. Well, where
you're
a person with a gun, but it doesn't go the other way around, though.
Mm-mm.
If you're standing there over a dead police officer and you say, "He came in the house, he didn't even claim he was a police officer, he was in plain clothes," it doesn't matter.
You're under arrest.
Under arrest, you're under the jail. You're liable to be under the ground.
That's a good point. Or you'll go to prison for killing a cop. So he yells at them to drop the effing gun, or yells at her, and he said it again and again. Goldsberry was screaming, but Doris, her boyfriend, was the calmer one. He could see the armed man was holding a tactical shield for protection. Some zealous gun thug could have one, but though it was hard to see much, Doris decided the guy looked well enough equipped to be a cop on a serious felony raid. He remained frozen and kept his hands in sight, saw more people outside, and decided it probably was a police action, but he started fearing that in this case, that was not much better than a home invasion. With his freaked-out girlfriend and the macho commando-style intruder aiming at each other and shouting someone could be dead at any second, Doris told the man at the door he would come outside and talk to them. When he got permission and walked out slowly, hands up, he was amazed at what he saw as he was quickly grabbed and handcuffed. The cop at the door and some others had words on their clothes identifying them as federal marshals. But there were numerous Sarasota police officers, too, and others he couldn't identify, though his security company job involves working with the police. More than 24 officers, maybe more than 30, were bustling around, many in tactical jackets. It was like nothing he had ever seen. Doris said it was a Rambo movie. Soon, Doris yelled to his girlfriend that it was okay to drop the gun and come out, but Goldsberry was too afraid. She had been yelling, "I'm an American citizen," and saying they had no right to do this. Their standoff continued for several more minutes. And who can blame her for thinking that the police don't have a right to do this? I mean, who has she hurt? Has she created some kind of victim? Are they coming after her for a murder? She clearly didn't think she'd created a victim. She felt like she was the one being victimized in this circumstance. So she finally set the gun down and walked out, shaking and crying, and was also quickly handcuffed. She and her boyfriend remained cuffed for close to a half an hour as the apartment was searched for a wanted man who wasn't even there, never had been, and who was totally unknown to them.
What was he wanted for?
They were shown his picture, and they were released. The police left, and that was that. Now, Matt Wiggins was the man at the door, and he's with the U.S. Marshals Fugitive Division. I asked him what happened. He said they had a tip that a child rape suspect was at the complex. That suspect...
At the complex?
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the complex again? Hidden what?
Hidden Lake Village. It's you can pull it up on Google there. So he said they claimed he was at the complex. That suspect, Kyle Riley, was arrested several hours later in another part of Sarasota. The tip was never about Goldsberry's apartment specifically, said Wiggins. It was about the complex. But when the people in Goldsberry's apartment didn't open up, that told Wiggins,
there's 254 units at Hidden Lake.
That's right. That told Wiggins he had probably found the right door. No one at other units had reacted that way, he said.
So why didn't they open up? I mean, apparently she just saw him come into the kitchen with a hunting vest
on. Maybe she was at the door or something like that. Maybe she looked up and there was a guy at the window. It didn't make clear.
Pointing a gun at her?
Yeah.
Maybe she just didn't hear him. Maybe the music was up or something. Maybe she's somewhat deaf.
That's possible. But, you know, I have recommended before that people not open the door when the police are outside. But in this case, this cop is saying that because they didn't open the door meant that that was where the guy was hiding out. So they came in. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. As you pointed out, they're lucky to be alive.
This cop instance. Also said that she shouldn't have gone to the press.
We'll come back with
this
more.
Story.
There is more to the piece. Of course, yeah, they don't want you to talk to the news media about how they really behave and how they treat people. 855-450-FREE, you can take control. Of course, not like that would change anything because everybody's going to pay their taxes. They don't want this to happen to them. You're welcome to share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in UFOlogy. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, that's what this show is called, because you can call in to bring up anything that you'd like at 855-453. You can also join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the archives that we have there. The archives will take you back to late 2006. You may click and download as many of them as you would prefer. So enjoy them all over at freetalklive.com. With you in the studio here, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And we're talking about police raids, a very disturbing story about a 59-year-old lady having her home raided in Sarasota, Florida, recently, wherein the police were looking for a man that they had no evidence whatsoever was actually in that home. We'll continue with that story here in moments. I want to also invite those of you who have been thinking about maybe starting a blog or a portfolio online, perhaps a online web store presence. Squarespace.com can help you with this. Or maybe you've already got a website, but you're looking for something new. You're looking for a new design. You're looking to take it to the next level. Squarespace.com is the destination. Go there and get signed up with no credit card requirement. You can just sign up with an email address and get digging right into their system. Start building your own website. It is design focused. These guys care about design. Their templates right out the gate look fantastic. They're extremely clean, and they allow your content to be the focus of your website. You can click in and easily connect Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Instagram, Google, and more web and social services with your site. They've got 24/7 support. It's easy to set everything up, drag and drop, and add content from your desktop. Rearrange the elements of the content within a page. And you can do all of this right out the gate by signing up for the free trial at squarespace.com. Now, when you're ready to order this great service, it's $8 a month and includes a free domain name if you sign up for a year. Plus, you can save 10% by using the Free Talk Live discount code. It's FTL and then the number 7. So FTL7. To get 10% off your order at squarespace.com. They're constantly improving their platform with new features. They just recently added e-commerce to their options.
That's important.
New designs and even better support. It's just so beautiful, so easy to use. Go there and I think you'll be impressed. I know I was. Again, squarespace.com, code for the discount, FTL, the number 7. We'll continue here, take your calls, and get to more of this story about a lady who's 59 years old who was just going about her nightly business of
you know, doing some dishes after some dinner with her boyfriend when the police showed up, as well as federal marshals. They came in, they threatened to shoot her, they cursed at her, and all of this was over them looking for an alleged, or I don't know if he's alleged, but looking for somebody who was accused of child rape.
Yeah, I just want to know, okay, so... They didn't. You're saying that they pointed. You know, they. The fact is they performed a home invasion on this woman, and there's really no other way to put it. The Fourth Amendment, I believe, says that you need to have a. You're going to have a warrant, and that warrant needs to be specific as to where it is. You know what it is that you're looking for there. Warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. They didn't have a warrant for this woman's apartment because there are 254 apartments at Hidden Lake Village.
All these they had people, was a tip.
These people committed a felony, a very big felony, and every one of them involved should be in jail right now awaiting trial.
Yeah, that's
and should be convicted
happen.
For about 10 years.
Yeah, right.
Well,
Mark,
there were dozens of cops on the scene.
Now, couldn't they get a warrant for the complex, since the complex ostensibly is owned by one group, and the person would be the name of the guy who's the child rapist?
Sure, why don't they just get a warrant for the city of Sarasota?
Well, the city of Sarasota is not...
Particular?
It's
sure.
Not
it's particular.
Lake apartment complex.
No,
the
but
Lake
I mean,
apartment complex if you is can, owned by somebody.
If I don't know if they had that, and if they had that warrant, I'd be really interested in seeing what the United States Supreme Court says, because I don't. Because if you can have a warrant for the Hidden Lakes apartment complex, where they weren't able to find this guy, then why can't you have a warrant for the city of Sarasota? Hey, Judge, I think that there's a person loose in Sarasota who's bad. Why don't you give us a warrant for today? And tomorrow, we need a new one.
Did they have a warrant for the city of Watertown, I wonder?
I don't know what that is.
I doubt it. Wasn't it Watertown?
In Massachusetts?
Yeah.
They were door-to-door. No, and I don't see anything about a warrant in this particular case either. The story reads that they had a tip. All they had was a tip that this alleged child rapist was in this particular complex. And they say here he's a suspect. This guy isn't even, like, you know, a guaranteed child rapist. He hasn't been convicted.
Well, I don't know that we don't need that for a warrant. But these people are lucky to be alive because, frankly, they had a gun out and in the presence of a police officer.
Oh, yeah.
Probably pointed in the general direction of that police officer when he came in their house. And, you know, I mean, to me, this just shows, once again, the United States is a police state. If police can come into your house without a warrant, point guns at people, and they could have gotten away with shooting these people if that's what they wanted to do.
The cop in this case says he acted with restraint. He didn't like having a gun aimed at him. He says, I went above and beyond. I have a home to go to at night.
Yeah, that's exactly, you know, absolutely. That's precisely how they feel.
So when the people in this apartment didn't open up, the cop, this Wiggins from the U.S. Marshals Fugitive Division, said he thought he'd found the right door. But no one at the other units had reacted that way, he said. And Tom Lyons, who's the opinion article author here, says, well, maybe none of them had a gun pointed at them through the kitchen window, I suggested. But Wiggins didn't think that was much excuse for the woman's behavior. He said he acted with restraint, that he went above and beyond. Goldberry was at home, I said. She had a gun pointed at her, too, and she wasn't wearing body armor and behind a shield. She had no reason to expect police or think police would ever aim into her kitchen and cuss at her through her door to get in. It seemed crazy, and she was panicked. Well, we were clearly the police, insisted Wiggins. She can't say she didn't know.
This is bullcrap, too. There are crimes across this nation every single year where people driving police cars commit crimes that aren't police officers, people wearing police uniforms, people pretending to be police. It happens all the time. This lady, how would you necessarily know?
She says, I couldn't see them. They had a big light in my eyes. And the man that she saw aiming the gun through her window had nothing visible that said cop in her mind. I was thinking, she said, is this some kind of nut job? No, just a well-trained officer who knows how to go after a man assumed to be a dangerous felon but isn't so good at understanding a frightened woman confronted with an aggressive armed stranger coming after her in her own home. Wiggins conceded finally, I feel bad for her, and this is the cop. But at the same time, I had to reasonably believe this bad guy was in her house based on what they were doing. Goldsberry wasn't.
What were they doing? Making dinner.
Right, not coming to the door when the police were apparently knocking on it. Goldsberry wasn't arrested or shot despite pointing a gun at a cop, so Wiggins said, she sure shouldn't be going to the press.
Right, and that... Listen, people. Listen. This police officer pointed a gun at a woman through a window, burst into her home, pointed a gun at her in her home, arrested, put in handcuffs, her and her boyfriend. They had no warrant. They committed a home invasion. They committed a kidnapping. And then, after they realize it's all a big mess up, they say, well, she's lucky we didn't shoot her. And she is.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want her to go to the press about it.
Yeah.
Because they don't want you to know about it. What would be the other reason why they wouldn't go to the press? Wouldn't want her to go to the press?
Well, I don't think that he's saying necessarily, he probably doesn't want her going to the press, but I don't think he's saying that. I think he's saying she is the bad actor here, and she shouldn't be advertising it because she's just making herself look bad.
Okay. I mean, maybe that's what he's saying. It never came across that way to me, and she certainly doesn't seem like the bad actor, and he did have some sympathy for her. I mean, what obligation did this lady have to answer the door even if she didn't? I don't know what happened.
None. I mean, that's the thing. You know, you shouldn't have an obligation to go answer the door. But of course, as, you know, as should be pointed out here, you never know what these crazy effers are going to do. I mean, these guys have... There's no consequence to them for this. I mean, maybe if this lady gets a good lawyer and manages to sue, she'll get some money out of it later on. But Officer Wiggins isn't going to have to pay. It's not going to get, you know, his paycheck's not going to get docked to make this lady whole if she gets any kind of money down the line, which, of course, wouldn't be for years because the court system moves real slow. 855 450 free. Do you support these kind of no-knock raids? It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, neighbor, how was your trip? I bet you racked up the hotel points.
Are you kidding? Waiting for hotel rewards is like watching grass grow in August. It takes forever.
Who's that?
Oh, our new neighbor, John. He joined America's Best Value Inn's Value Club. And now he gets an instant 15% discount room upgrade at late checkout when available.
Instant?
Yep, he signed up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
Looks like the grass really is greener at America's Best Value Inn.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. We've got a lot of features on the site. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please do become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Now, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send $5 a month to Free Talk Live via any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. That $5 will be invested into the show. We'll get on more radio stations around the country. Hopefully we'll be announcing a couple new ones in the next couple weeks, and also bring new internet listeners on board through internet advertising and such. So please help us out at amp.freetalklive.com. That's again amp, amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and to the fun. Bonnie is on the line listening in Athens. Hello, Bonnie. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Okay, hey. Well, this is a story and a half. I couldn't believe this, but I heard this on Channel 10 News at Columbus, Ohio. This lady that only lived about 40 miles from here, she was away on vacation, so she arrived home, and all of her furniture and everything was basically taken out of her home, and she couldn't figure out what was going on, so she called around, and I guess the bank made a mistake. They were repossessing the house across the street. And they got the wrong address.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's got to be pretty uncomfortable.
So she came across the aftermath of it, is what you're saying.
Right. Right. So she arrived home, and all of her things were gone from her home.
Wow.
So she called around. So the bank, it's in MacArthur, Ohio, had made a mistake. And she still doesn't have her things back. And I guess it's been like a week and a half ago. And she said that they're kind of belligerent with her when she calls. But I guess Channel 10 called the bank, and they said that they were working on the situation. So that's
wow,
pretty
bad.
Wow,
that's a shocker.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. I wonder if they, I mean, what do they do with the furniture that might be in a repossessed home? Do they just junk it, send it to a secondhand store? Do they put it in a warehouse someplace so that they could return it to her? I mean, where is this
That's
stuff?
A good question.
It's probably at a secondhand store already.
I don't know, but the lady, she was on Channel 10 News, and I just thought, you know, that's really sad. And she said that she wasn't treated very kindly, neither by the bank, and it was their mistake.
Yeah, it sounds like their mistake.
How did she figure out who was involved in that? I mean, how would you necessarily figure it out due to get this empty house there? Did they leave a calling card or something, some sort of a note?
Well, She probably left a note in the door, like, maybe, you know, so. Stuff in her house, and then she's like, well, this couldn't be, you know. So she called the bank, and she said they weren't very cooperative at all. So.
And this isn't the first time that we've heard stories of people getting their houses repossessed or whatever. I mean, there's some situations where people actually have had the banks are like trying to repossess their house when they're not late on their payments. It's crazy stuff.
Oh, I believe it. Sure.
Bonnie, anything else you want to share?
Well, no. I just wanted to tell you that because I just thought it was kind of bizarre. And that lady, she looked to be like about 35 or 40, and she's very frustrated. And you can imagine this town is so small, and that one they probably just have one bank in the whole town. So they really messed up.
Bonnie, thanks for sharing that story tonight. That is a huge screw-up, and I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Steve is in St. George, Utah, listening to KZNU. Hey, Steve.
Hey. That's awesome that you're here in St. George. I like
that. We are on the air in St. George, physically located in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, but it's great to be on there 7 nights a week.
Yeah, it is. It's way cool to hear you. Hey, I was wanting to call in about the bash and crack. The cops breaking in without a warrant.
Yes.
I don't have a lot of patience for it myself. The difference between me being a criminal and not being a criminal, when I show up at your door, if I knock at the door and you don't invite me in and I push my way in, I'm a criminal.
That's right.
I don't care if I'm wearing a costume or not. That's a criminal act. And for a cop to do it, if they're not obeying the rules and that's having a warrant for that place, they're a criminal. I agree with you 100%. That's they should be in jail for 10 years on that at least, because it's worse to be robbed by the people that you hire to protect you than just a common criminal.
Also, it doesn't send any kind of warning to police around the nation if you just let them do the same things that criminals do and get away with it. Because apparently what we have, according to this and a lot of other stories we've read throughout the years, we have a class of people that can commit crimes with impunity. And when you have a class of people that can commit crimes with impunity, they will.
Absolutely. That's all I had to say was just, holy cow, that's actually worse because we hire them to protect us and they're the ones that are causing the crime.
Hold on a second, Steve. Just before you go on, I mean, I totally understand where you're coming from with that comment, but did you actually hire these people?
Well, that's what we're told we did.
Right, but you weren't involved, right? Like, you didn't choose
Absolutely
them. You
not.
Didn't sit down and look at their job applications, and nor did you actually enter into any kind of explicit agreement wherein they agreed to protect you, did you?
No, but I did cast a vote for the sheriff, and the assumption is that all these people are under the thumb of the sheriff.
Hmm. Yeah, I can see how that would be a trick that they would pull on people. But ultimately, they don't protect you, nor do they have any obligation to. If they do protect you, it's only because it'll make them look good when they protect you. But if they decide that your freedoms need to be cast aside in order for the benefit of the police department or for them to catch some sort of supposed criminal, they will just go ahead and trample on whatever freedoms they want to in the process of doing their supposed jobs. And we've seen this happen
absolutely.
So many times.
Absolutely, and it's going to continue until the people get frustrated like I'm liking hearing my voice. I am just clear furious that this type of thing is going on. I've seen it way too much. And
right, and they don't even apologize.
People need to get furious about it. No, not
right.
even.
No, they don't even care. Because you know what? They don't care how furious you are. They really don't care how furious you are. They're going to come and do what they're going to do anyway because they know you're going to pay the property taxes at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Yep.
People have to get furious and decide they're going to do something different and start doing them. And I just love that Robin Hood stuff that I've been hearing about. And that is just kick-ass. And only in doing that type of thing where you people actually take a step and put their comfort zone at risk to thwart the stupidity of the system. Is there going to be a change in the system?
I totally agree with that, Steve. Thank you for calling and sharing your thoughts tonight. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Do we have a bunch of ringers out in St. George, by the way? Because it seems like everybody who's ever called in from St. George is like dead-on libertarian.
Well, you know what? St. George is an interesting market. This station, KZNU, Brian Hyde was the program director at the time when we got signed on there. He's still with the station. He's just doing the morning show now, and somebody else has taken over the programming role. But Brian is a liberty-minded guy. So you've got KZNU, which is actually a
ground
station
fertile
with more than one liberty-oriented show on the air.
Gotcha.
He hosts the morning show there, and if you look at the KZNU posts on Facebook, you'll see there's definitely a theme of some more liberty-oriented posts coming up from his posts. So yes, so we are not the only show on the station from this viewpoint. I think that's good.
Now, I have to tell you guys that this story is not striking me the way it is you, and it's not filling me with this righteous indignation. What I see is the police get a tip about a child rapist in an apartment complex. So, as you schooled me before, Ian, the word is exigent circumstances.
Exigent circumstances are where the police can do things that they normally can't do, like go into your home without a warrant.
Right, because it's plausible that a crime could be committed because they were running around getting their form signed when they could be fighting crime.
I can't really put an exact set of definitions on exigent circumstances because there may be more than one of them, but one that I'm aware of is where if they are in pursuit of an individual and they see that person enter into a home, at that point, they don't need to go and get a warrant because they have seen that happen and they can just take action.
Okay. Well, I'm willing to believe that all of the T's were crossed and the I's dotted in this particular situation. We don't have all the information. So I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. And I just think this is an example of what you get of a slippery slope when you give up some of your sovereignty to the police. This is what they're going to do with it. And innocent people are going to get caught in the crossfire. When you've got a hammer, every problem looks like a nail. Where am I going with this?
We'll come back with more. Hold that thought.
Mark, I'm not here to save you, dude.
We've got more on the way here. And it's, speaking of whether or not he committed a crime, the officers in this case, Wiggins, there's an update from the Herald Tribune. We'll see if there's anything useful in there. Share that with you and get your thoughts as well. 855-450-FREE. Police raids, they're out of control. They're happening every day. You could be next. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.